It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
We join Ostoy this week in the cavernous basement of the Lexington Hotel in Chicago. The evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, are on the brink of opening the infamous vault of Al Capone.
Yo, this is it, Fidget. Can't you just smell the excitement? Behind this door is the secret vault of Al Capone. Oh, I can only imagine what riches we will find. Fidget, open the door and go in and look for booby traps.
You open the door, I'm not booby.
Where are you going? Open that door immediately.
No, open it.
Finally, Fidget, we have succeeded. And look, Fidget, Al Capone's treasure is...
Hold it right there, you thief.
What? Who?
Don't move a muscle. No one goes into my vault except me, Al Capone.
Dr. Steve and Al Capone, two of the worst criminals history has ever known, are about to have a face-to-face showdown. Before we see these events play out, let's catch up with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, his protege Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, as they race out of the lobby of the Lexington Hotel.
Chips, see if you can get a reading on where Dr. Steve and Fidget parked their spaceship. We must find it and see if we can get the time and space travel device back.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, what do you think is going to happen when Al Capone meets up with Dr. Steve?
I do not know, Dr. Grant, but one can't help but imagine that the results might not be too happy.
I want to be as far away from that meeting as possible.
Sounds like a plan, Dr. Grant.
Chip says he can't locate their ship right now.
Why the heck not? Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about the whole time ripples thing I brought up in episode number 4. I should pay more attention to these scripts.
What are we gonna do?
Well, knowing Dr. Steve, he probably parked in his usual spot.
A dark alley?
You are correct. And the Lexington Hotel just happens to have just such a dark alley behind it. Let's go and get back that time and space travel device.
As our heroes go off to try and find Dr. Steve's ship, let's get back to the meeting of the two most evil criminals of the 20th century.
But how did you know we were here?
That mob boss from the East Coast, Don Floydian, told us.
Don Floydian? Floyd. Oh, I hate that guy.
Why are you trying to steal the contents of my vault?
Well, Mr. Capone, you see, there was this rumor circulating that your vault was filled with precious treasure.
It is.
Well, no, it's not. There's nothing in here but an old bottle and a license plate.
Are you crazy? This is the very first bottle of root beer I ever drank. Bud's Root Beer. They don't make it anymore, you know. Oh, and this is the license plate for my very first car. Man, what a great car. I had to get rid of her eventually, but you never forget the steel beauty. And I even named her Rose.
Rose? Buds?
Yes, sir. These two things bring back so many good memories. I keep them under lock and key, and I'd do anything to protect them.
Wouldn't Geraldo be surprised?
Who?
Nobody. Never mind. Well, then you could see my mistake. I mean, I was under the impression that this vault was filled with money.
Nah, all my money I keep in my mattress. Money means nothing to me. These things mean the world.
Yes, I see. Well, in that case, we'd better be going. We didn't realize how valuable these items were to you. We're sorry for ever trying to steal them.
Don't mention it. Hey, I'm having a Valentine's Day party next week. You guys want to come?
No. No, thank you. We should be going. Oh, and Mr. Capone.
Yeah, what is it?
Remember to make sure to pay your taxes.
I always do. My man Charlie here takes care of my taxes every year. Don't you, Charlie?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Capone. I take care of them, all right.
Dr. Stephen Fidget run up the back staircase to the alleyway where their ship is waiting. As they climb the gangplank, they hear a voice booming down the alleyway.
Hold it right there, Steve.
Dr. Steve turns and sees that it's Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips.
Fidget, get us out of here. Curse you, Floyd, and that no good robot and kid, too.
Give up now, Steve. Don't you realize none of your evil plans will ever take flight?
Take flight? That gives me an idea. Catch me if you can, Floyd. Fidget, go, now.
In a flash, Dr. Steve's ship is gone, and Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips are left standing in an empty alleyway. Where has Dr. Steve gone to now? Will Dr. Floyd and the gang be able to stop him? And will Geraldo ever truly realize that he actually did find the lost treasure of Al Capone? We'll find out during the next exciting episode of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.